Excuse me? Anybody here? Sir?
You want a room?
Hello? Could you come out for a minute, please?
Are you alone?
Yes.
Sorry, no vacancies.
I need a room only for tonight. I'm a traveler.
Our customers are all travelers.
But I don't know anywhere else to go, sir. And it's very late now.
There are plenty of other motels in this city. Now, will you let me have my dinner or not?
Hey, miss! You, I mean you! Wait a second. Looking for a place?
Mawson the beggar didn't give you a room, right? The poor guy's afraid. No one has the guts to give a room to a lonely girl. What's the rush there? Be a little patient. I'll find a place for you to stay.
Do you know a motel I can go to?
It's even better than a motel. A safe family place.
What do you mean? It's a house?
You're no dumb chick. You hit the mark.
No, sir. Thank you, though.
What, you doubt me? Do I look like a liar? Let me just say this. I saw you're a respectable lady. I thought it was not right to let anything bad happen to you in the city. Now it's up to you.
Why are you so interested in helping me?
Second, humanity. First, it's all business. Is that clear?
So you're thinking of making money?
Well, this way you'll have some place to stay, and for me, I'll make a few bucks into the bargain. Is that wrong?
Well, where is this place you're talking about? Is it close?
It's not too far. First you pay my fee, then you go there. It's all business. A girl opens the door. Her name is Golnar. You tell her that Aziz sent you. Aziz the obvious. Then you can rest assured they're all respectable ladies. Don't you have any bad thoughts. You can stay there as long as you like. I promise you won't want to look anyplace else until your wedding day.
Hello. Are you Miss Golnar?
You are?
Mr. Aziz gave me your address.
Who's Mr. Aziz?
You know Mr. Aziz. I want to rent a room from you, please.
Have you run away from home?
No. No, I'm a stranger. I couldn't find a motel.
Where have you been so far? Why are you so late? Come in quietly. I don't want the nosy neighbors to see you. Girls, we have a guest.
He's really overdone it.
Girls, squeeze up a bit. And you go over there. I'll bring your mattress while you go get ready. Sleep soon, because all these girls have to get up at dawn to go to work.
Where do you come from?
From the north.
What's your name?
Toreng.
What kind of name is that? Is it northern? My name is Parveen. Pari. Put your mattress here beside me. You seem to be so tired.
Yes. I'm beyond exhausted.
Now you don't answer my calls either?
Sorry. So sorry, I was just so busy.
You come home late and eat alone, leave home without breakfast. I don't even know where you go or what you do. You're living like a bachelor.
Which bachelor faces such a cruel trial at this time of night, tell me? And that after a hectic day? Guess who came to the factory today?
I'm not in the mood. You're asking a riddle again, huh?
Your daughter-in-law.
Shadi?
Shadi is your former daughter-in-law, but apparently you only recognize her.
Torang? Why did she come to the factory?
It's nothing. She just missed her in-laws and wanted to see us again, that's all. She didn't have the new address, so she came to the factory.
What did you tell her?
I gave her the address and invited her to come to lunch here tomorrow.
Are you crazy? Do you really want to cause trouble for us all? Why did you give her our address?
What should I have done then? Tell me.
I don't know. You could make up a lie. You're a master at that.
Would it be good if I'd said that you and Mr. Ghaffari had gone abroad?
Yeah, why not?
Well, that's what I told her.
What are you saying, Vahid? Why don't you talk seriously for once?
Well, that's what I told her.
What are you saying, Vahid? Why don't you talk seriously for once?
All right, don't lose it. I told her Mr. Ghaffari is not feeling well, so you had to take him abroad for treatment. It's not clear when he'll be back.
What about the address?
No, why would I give her our address?
Now will you tell me why she's really come to Tehran?
She didn't tell me anything. She insisted on seeing father.
She must need money.
You're quick to show off your non-existent wealth. If she'd come for money, she would have gotten it from me.
What then? You must have guessed why she's come, am I right?
How should I know? Just like you.
What difference does it make? The important thing is she doesn't see father. After what you told her, I don't think she'll turn up again anytime soon.
Oh, don't be so sure now. We don't even know if she believed a word I said. She's likely to come again one of these days. Especially now that she's completely alone and has to come live in Tehran.
What about Fazel?
He's dead. Had a heart attack, the old guy.
Are you serious? Poor Uncle Fazel.
He's in a better place. Why not say poor Terang?
I had gone, you had gone, he had gone, we had gone, they had gone. Potential objective, adjective. I be, you be, he be, we be, you be, they be. I had gone, you had gone, he had gone, we had gone, you had gone, they had gone. I may have, you may have, he may have, we may have, you may have, they may have. It becomes I was going, you were going, he was going, he may have, we may have, you may have.
Hello.
You slept so much. Didn't the girls wake you up when they were going to work early this morning?
No, I got up from the dawn prayers. But I collapsed again after that.
Be careful, hon. What's your plan? Will you stay or go?
I want to go look for some work for myself. I'll be very grateful if I can stay just a few nights more.
If you pay your rent in advance, I'll keep this place for you. You have to go out every day except Fridays. You only come here to sleep.
Okay, agreed. Where should I put my luggage?
Put it besides the other stuff. Nothing'll happen. You people wouldn't come here if you had anything. What happened? What happened? Let me see. It's nothing. It's the change of climate. You'll get used to it after a few days. Let's go wash your face. Come on, let's go. I'll help you.
our dear son has become a brawler and took it upon himself to beat up a football coach.
Listen to me. My father hates two things. First of all, football. And second, he hates those raisins you're eating.
Are you the football player?
I'm a football coach, but if I find a better occupation, I will change. There wasn't a choice back then.
Nobody is even allowed to say its name in this house.
Football, football, football.
He died.
Died?
What?
Mr. Mashallah.
Oh my.
Mr. Mashallah was my one and only uncle.
Has left all of his wealth to his nephew, Hashmat Suri.
What can turn hatred into love? Money or family?
We can get a couple of acres of land and start building towers on it. That we buy a football team.
You've reached a point where you allow yourself to propose shameless acts to me! How dare you!
Money isn't football now.
A man who can't stand football becomes one big fan.
Now, with the help of Mr. Payam here, I want to make you a football star.
And even pursues it as a career.
I will buy a football team, a winning team, the best team, the greatest team, with the greatest formation. 3-5-2.
3-5-2 on iFilm.
I said get up, huh?
Hello, hi. Good day. I'm calling about your ad. I want to know your requirements.
Tarang. Tarang. Get up. Get up. It's like sugar. Come on, it's good.
Thank you. Hello, hi, good day. I'm calling about your ad. You've hired someone? Oh, I understand. How are you, Mamali? Where's Golnar?
There's a wedding in the room. Golnar is there, too.
What are you doing? It's midnight! Shut that damn thing up!
None of your business. It's Friday night and we're gonna have some fun.
No, you damn well won't. You've turned someone else's home into a guest house, and you're giving me lip chew? Just you wait till I see that landlord of yours.
Forget about him. You won't believe what I want to say. Farzaneh has found a husband. The guy is coming to Mar to take her. You should see how happy everyone is. Come on, let's go.
Turn it on, girl. They've gone. Get up, Farzaneh, get up!
Don't worry, girl. He hasn't changed his mind. He will come soon.
I'm already homesick. I don't know when I'll see you all again.
When you're settled, call Golnar and give her your address. You can be sure we'll all crash on you.
Don't you want to go to the workshop anymore?
Not really. It's over.
Actually, her hubby won't let her. He doesn't want her to have any kind of work.
So what about your job? Can I come in her place?
She's actually right. Who is better than Turang?
I know. We'll take her to Mr. Akbar tomorrow. We'll say she's to replace Farzaneh. Have you ever worked with a sewing machine?
No.
No problem. I'll teach you there. Just don't tell Akbar that you don't know how to work, or you'll lose the job.
Move it! The groom is here! Oh, Parvin, you should see what a husband Farzaneh has found. Good for you, girl. You should have taught poor Turang a thing or two. She should learn. I love you.
And to the would-be groom, I wish you all the same happiness. I hope you have a happy life. May you find your soulmate, too. May Allah help you find happiness, too. Let's go, my dear. After you. Give it to me. Come.
Poor Varzane. She's the second wife. He's taking her to live with the other. I hope they get along. Don't you say a word about this. She swore me not to tell anyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Sit down. You've come for work?
Yes. Mr. Mustafa has sent me to talk to you. They live in our street. He said hi to you. And I know his wife very well. I mean, we help with their housework.
What's your name?
Zahore. Zahore Amadi.
Mr. Akbar, Ms. Tarang is our roommate. She's such a nice girl. Farzana asked that Tarang replace her if possible. Not just because she's our friend. Her work is very neat, too.
You know how to sew?
Yes, of course.
You mean you've worked before?
I used to work a bit with a sewing machine, but it's been a while since I touched one. But I will learn soon.
What about you, miss?
Well, every woman knows a little sewing.
She's good, Mr. Akbar. You should ask me. She's so smart. I bet she'll be faster than you and me by tomorrow afternoon.
Very well. We'll do something to be fair to both sides. Today, you two alternate working on Farzana's machine and change places every 2 hours.
But Mr. Akbar, how do we know which one's done better?
Each of you puts her work in a separate basket. At the end, whoever works better will stay. Neither of you get any wages today. Not the winner or the loser. Agreed? Miss Shireen, help her before she breaks the machine. Well done, Miss Terang. You've got the hang of it already. Miss Shireen, I'll be a little late. Take charge.
You jerk. You need to leave here today and never come back here again, or I'll pluck your eyes out with my fingernails. If you want to get this job by flirting, why don't you go on the street then? Got it or not?
To heck with you. I'm going to stay here and work, and you can't do a damn thing about it.
Hello. Anything wrong? Where are the others?
They're coming. I left a bit earlier. Tarong's home?
Yes, she's been long back. She was in a bad mood, so she slept.
Poor me. Look who I was pitying. She's asleep. Wake up, princess. Get up. Tell me why you did you make a fool of me. Get up! Don't pretend to be asleep.
What's wrong with you? Why are you shouting so much?
Why did you leave the workshop all of a sudden? Do you know how much I looked for you?
I wasn't feeling so well.
You weren't feeling well, or you were scared?
Scared of what exactly?
Of that girl, Zore.
Why should I be afraid of her?
I don't know. Well, she said so.
She was mistaken.
Look, Tarang, don't try to lie to me. She said she grabbed you by the throat in the washroom and was going to beat you up. Didn't you say she'd ruin you if you stayed at work?
She made empty threats. I decided not to stay. It's got nothing to do with her threats.
Didn't you see how scared she was of me in the morning? You should have seen her after you left. She taunted me so much. The hell with her! Akbar didn't get any wind of it. I was astonished. He said it was a pity. And he said you worked so neatly. He wants you to come back.
To heck with Akbar! I seriously wonder how you can work with such a man.
I can't believe you're saying this. If that's the way you really think, you should never have left home. You haven't seen it all.
Now what do you say I should do? I don't want to work in the workshop. Truth is, noise bothers me.
Oh my, poor girl. What a soft soul. These are just excuses. Okay, all right. No problem. You don't need to come to work at all. But I will teach that woman a good lesson. She won't dare mess with people again.
So what do you want to do?
I'll take her work. I'll take a sample to Akbar. I'll say she doesn't know how to work. And if he wants to keep her, then I'm out of here. I bet he'll kick her out at once without any hesitations. Akbar won't let me down. I know him.
You really shouldn't do that.
Come on, why are you so timid? It's not for your sake. I want to scare her off myself.
Please, Parveen. I pity her.
We should pity you, not her. She's a big bully.
No, it's not like that. There are things you don't know. If you did, you would do what I did.
What are you talking about?
I feel like I'm a little bit in the way over here.
Well, I'll tell you if you listen to me. After lunch, Zora went into the changing room. Then I followed her to see what she was going to do. You know what I saw? At the end of the room, under the table, two kids were hiding. They were scared to death. She has to raise two kids. It's not right to cut off their bread. I don't have the heart to do that to anyone.
Bravo. Hats off to your sacrifice. You're acting like a fool, girl. Why do you even care if she has any kids or not? How do we know if she's not better off than you? You probably think you should go and give work to all the hungry beggars in this city. Look, dear Tarang, I want to say something, but don't take offense. I'm afraid you may have to sleep in the streets if it goes on like this. A job fell right into your lap, but you didn't appreciate it. Now go running after work tomorrow. I pity her, I pity her. Who deserves pity more than us? What about the girls in this room? We work all day to earn peanuts and save for a couple of others more miserable than us. You think we're crazy to live hard like this in a strange city?
If you want to know about me, I should say, I'm fine. Thank God. I'm learning how to live in Tehran. Of course, I don't know many things yet, but I'm lucky to have found a few good friends. I'm sharing a room with them. Dear Tahare, after the misfortunes in my life, I thought I was the most miserable person on earth. But now, I thank God every hour. I won't complain, because I know there are others who have more problems than me. If I die on a street corner tomorrow, no one will know. But they cannot afford to get sick, even for a week, because so many lives depend on them. Each of them is a breadwinner for several others. Each of them is a breadwinner for several others. Dear Tahare, now that I've found a room, I should look for work. I've gone to many, many places, but no luck so far. Pray that I get a good job before I run out of money. There is another important issue which has totally preoccupied me, and that is the baby. I don't know what to do with it. I'm too shy to tell anyone about it and get help. By the way, one of the girls here named Farzane got married a few days ago. Of course, her husband is twice her age, but she is happy to be settling down. There are so many more things I want to tell you. I miss you so much.